Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We're positively here in beautiful Randallstown. I had to step out. It's hot outside. It's hot inside. We're inside the pool here at the Y. We're in the swim center. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have scratch-offs from our friends, the Back to the Future scratch-offs. We're going to be up in Reisterstown at Reader's. We're going to be coming to Costas in Timonium in 2 weeks. Johnny O is going to be joining us out there, a congressman. We're going to also be around the Beltway and celebrating 27 years of this crazy WN. Yeah, August 3rd, we turned 27 years old.
Congratulations.
I'll be eating my 27 favorite things. And maybe Jerry from Clean Cuisine, who is our crab cake guy today out here in Randallstown. He has a business in Owings Mills. He may be on that 27 favorite things to eat, and I'll be talking more about that. Julian Jones is here. He is our councilman in the 4th District. Not officially running for county executive, but I got rumors. Just state of the county. We've talked about your district. John Hoey joined us here from the Y. We are at the Y at the swim club here. We talked about Juneteenth and all the things going on in the 4th district. But countywide, we're in a different situation. I mentioned Johnny O. I ran into Johnny O a couple weeks ago. We're going to have him out talking about things going on in Congress. But very unique circumstance. I had Barry Williams here a little while ago. Yes. I'm sure you're familiar. You being a part of the panel of seven that decided Kathy Klossmeyer would become the county executive. I'm a county resident. I'm a county high school graduate, all of that. My business is in the county. The county's my first concern. Even when I lived in the city, the county was my business, and the city is everybody's concern here. All the county executives should be worried about the city or concerned about the city. Your thoughts about the county on the whole and your involvement in perhaps running for county executive?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for giving me an opportunity. And I'm going to give a little plug for Reader's. They do an excellent job. They have specials 5 days a week, I believe.
I haven't been there since it was Bateman, so I'm looking forward to getting out
there. They have some good specials there, whether steak or all-you-can-eat shrimp, you name it. I'll give them that plug. But as it relates to the county, first of all, thank you so much for giving me an opportunity to be here. I've been living in the county, born and raised in East Baltimore. I moved to the county when I was 21 years old, and I've been here ever since on this west
Where
side of
raised?
Baltimore
Where were you raised, East
County.
Baltimore? What does that mean?
Olive and Broadway.
Oh, wow.
You know, I had a working-class parents. My mother was a school teacher for 36 years. My father worked at Bethlehem Steel for 42. And
we got that in common.
We got that in common. And then I was working my way through college at UMBC, and I heard an ad on the radio for the fire department. And it changed my life because at that time I was just looking for better hours instead of working midnights and more pay. And did not know that I would fall in love with the mission of the fire department and helping people. One of the greatest things, I was there for 32 years. And once I got that job with more pay, I was able to move out and move into Baltimore County on my own. And
so you were a fireman.
I was a firefighter for 32 years. Went from the bottom to the top in the fire department.
First precinct,
retired
where were
division
you?
Chief. My first assignment was at Early Heights in Anne Arundel County. And I went from the bottom to the top, retired as a division chief. And what I love so much about the fire department is, you know, you have an opportunity to help people. A lot of jobs give you an opportunity to help people. But in that job, in that career, you have an opportunity to help people on the absolute worst day of their life. Many times you're going to help people on the worst day
of
their life.
Well, nobody sees a fire coming, and nobody knows how fast and devastating that can move, right?
Absolutely. So I've been on the council for 11 years. I've been chairman for 4. And I'm unique in the sense that I'm the first person to ever be chairman 3 years in a row. And, of course, I was the first African-American chairman. But for the last 11 years and beyond that, I live, eat, sleep, breathe Baltimore County. Very concerned about everything that happened in Baltimore County. And we just took a break. I will share with you what that was about after we get offline, because I can't talk about it now. But you'd be surprised at the things that I'm involved in trying to make Baltimore County the best it is. Now, am I concerned? Yes. you know, number one, we are poised. We are very concerned about some of the reckless, irresponsible cuts coming out of the federal government right now.
I marched in Patterson Park on Saturday.
Listen, I was marching as well throughout Baltimore County. And we have about 2,200 employees that can lose their jobs if we don't have the grants that we currently get from the federal government. We're in court trying to hold on to those grants. And if this new budget passes, we spend $9 million a month on housing. The money comes from the federal government, goes through our housing department, and we pay for vouchers for veterans, disabled Americans, and people that are poor enough where they need housing assistance. So we look at that. It's about 5,700 people. And we worry about what will happen to this funds, what will happen to those people if those funds are cut, because we can't absorb it. So when I look at Baltimore County, and I see that three of the last 4 years we've had a decline in population, I worry. I worry that we're not doing enough to grow, because when the population goes down, the tax base goes down. When the tax base goes down, you're left with a couple of options. You raise taxes or you reduce services. And most of our services are performed by people. When I say reduce services, that's a nice way of saying
cutting jobs.
And we don't want, and I don't want to ever do those things. So
you ask yourself, are we diminishing the county, right?
Right.
Yeah. And you don't want to do that.
No, we want to make sure that we are providing opportunities for people and companies right here in Baltimore County.
Well, I own a Baltimore County company. I live in Baltimore County. I own property in Baltimore County. All my clients, listeners, friends. I have, 11 years for you. So we're going back to Kevin Kamenetz through Don Moeller in the small period of time there, and Johnny Owen now, Kathy Klossmeyer. What for you with... Not to single any of them out ideologically, you're certainly on the same side of the aisle.
Right.
Things that could be better, would be better. I'm from the East Side. I'm from Dundalk, and I guess when Dundalk High School went up, I gave Kevin Kamenetz some love, and then I was waiting on Johnny O to get Colgate Elementary, my elementary school, up.
Right.
So I've been at this so long that I can go back to where I went to elementary school in 1973, 75, 79, see a school that was built in 1924.
Mm-hmm.
The school building was built in 1924,
wow.
And it got replaced 8, 10 years,
yes.
6, 7 years ago, right? So I see improving things. My high school looks like this pool. It's beautiful. It's new. But not everything's new, and not everything can be new. I hear about Delaney High School and all the high schools and fighting about who's going to get this, and we're trying to get new schools built. But the shrinkage part, I think, for all of you who will run for Baltimore County Executive, I had Nick Stewart on a couple weeks ago, different people talking about this. I don't think most people in Baltimore County know that it's shrinking, right?
Well,
like from a population standpoint. And that should concern all of us who are citizens to say, well, what does that mean? What does that mean for our schools? What does that mean for our budgets? What does that mean for our tax base? Because I don't think people know that that is a fact. I don't think that that's – we don't brag about it, because nobody going when race is doing that. But when you're talking about things that are problematic, starting with an eroding tax base and a population, that's a bad sign, right?
That is a bad sign. And I'm very bullish on the county. We can do better. And we talked about the different county executives. Having been here 11 years, I had the benefit of working with Kevin Kamenetz, Johnny O, Don Moeller, now Kathy Klossmeyer. So they all have their strengths, and they all have areas where they can have a little improvement from my point of view. So I've been able to watch them and learn from them. But when you talk about schools, Baltimore County has the second oldest school inventory than any other school system in the state, second only to Baltimore City.
Well, we were also one of the first ones to build them, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's why we have the
oldest.
Because
we got rich in the 50s and 60s.
That's right.
We built stuff, right?
Exactly. Yeah,
right.
Exactly. And
you know what that took? Tax base.
Oh, absolutely.
That took people putting money in and saying, I want to build General John Stricker on the east side that had air conditioning in the 70s. We thought that was so Gucci. You know, hot days in Holabird, we sweat. And the kids down the street had air.
Now the kids better have air conditioning.
Well, now it's a really disparate where you have schools like the two I mentioned in Colgate, you know, my alma mater. Yeah. And then you get down to Holabird and it's not so good, right?
Well, all of our schools have air conditioning now.
But, well,
thank
obviously.
God.
But
thank
I'm just
God.
Saying, like, there is a disparity in schools in this and lots of things, and that's just the way it is because Baltimore County has a lot of history, a lot of good history. It's been a great county.
Absolutely.
Produced
us. Oh, absolutely. Let me tell you, our education system and our schools, we give 52 cents on every tax dollar to the school system, and that's good. Everybody don't do that. So we care an awful lot about our schools. We do everything we can to provide the best learning environment for all of our kids. And we, there's always, when you have 176 schools, there's going to be some at the bottom and some at the top. But we certainly do our best in terms of trying to get to the ones at the bottom, making the repairs, making the renovations, or a new school to try to bring them up to par for sure. So I'm happy where we are. But to your point, all of that takes money. It takes money. And I don't like to use this word, but it takes tax dollars because we in Baltimore County, we don't make something. We provide a service to the citizens based off, and we get our monies, our funding from taxes for the most part, right? Now, notwithstanding, so do I.
Yeah,
notwithstanding the $400 million we get from the federal government, and which we're very worried about. But I live, eat, sleep, breathe the county, and I love the services that we provide, and I want us to continue to provide those services and some as we move forward throughout this next 10, 20 years.
What's the and some? What's the and some?
The and some is additional items that we can provide. For example, lately we've been doing a good job. We've built a few what we call RAC centers, recreation activity centers, and basically a nice name for a recreation center in the community. So we built some.
We're sitting
good
here
ones.
In Hawaii. We're in a
we're sitting here in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean. And some being able to do more with the money we have, being able to provide additional services to the citizens. That's and I didn't want to tell you what it was about, but that minute that break we took. I was on a call trying my best to save 1,800 jobs from leaving Baltimore County. And that's the kind of stuff I do a lot.
You know, I saw you recently.
We worked to bring them here, and we worked to protect the ones that's here, try to stop them from leaving.
I saw Brandon Scott getting grief from Fox 45 for being out in Vegas. And I was supposed to be out with this equipment out at the pool. It blew up. It was a long story. But, you know, I'm out on social media. People know I was out there and whatnot. And seeing politicians getting grief. And every time I talk to a politician out there, especially sitting politicians, they would come back to me and talk to me about deals they were getting done at shopping centers, bringing in restaurants to their communities in rural areas. I'm talking about people on the other side of the aisle. I'm talking about Republicans I was talking to about bringing business in. It is so hard in the modern world to run for office. And, you know, I was going to run for mayor. Yeah. It's kind of how this whole thing happened. There's a point of service that you're going to take arrows in all sides, Republican, Democrat, black, white, east, west, male, female, young, old, rich, poor. You got all of these dividing lines that go on. But we all sort of convene under the same thing. We do live together. We do work together. We all want the same things. We're driving on the same roads. We're getting educated together. When we call the police, we all call the same police. When something catches on fire, we call the same fire department.
Yep. Or some emergency medical.
Sure. I mean, there's just so many people that make... Picking up our trash. I mean, literally, when a tree falls in the middle of a storm.
And you have no idea how much money we pay to get rid of trash. It is not a small number.
Well,
me.
And you said 52 cents on every dollar goes just to education.
That's right.
That's a big number.
And we're above 60% when we throw in the libraries and the community college. But, listen, at the end of the day, as it relates to like Vegas, one of the things I talk about a lot, when I think about growing our economy, we have an economic development wing here in Baltimore County. And I make the analogy There's a difference between fishing and hunting. Fishing is where you sit here and wait for businesses to show up. And when they show up, you service them and take care of them. Hunting is, let me leave Baltimore County. Let me send some people out here into the world and go looking for these big businesses. Go look for small business. Go look and tell people our story so we can get them to locate here in this beautiful place I call Baltimore County and my home, and where they can provide jobs and pay taxes and help build an economy and give people a sense of worth when they work there. Those things are very, very important.
And that takes money and investment from out of town. It takes banks. It takes private equity.
Absolutely.
It takes more, and dare I say, and this speaks to the Vegas thing and you and me, it takes relationships.
Absolutely.
It takes knowing people and meeting people. Opportunity is about location, location, you know, proximity's power, man.
Yep,
you know, you need to know people, and that does take, in a state like Maryland, when I go outside of the state and when I talk to people on the other side of the aisle about moving a business to Virginia, moving a business to South Carolina, moving a business to Florida or Delaware, or buying a beach property in Delaware, the tax base and the eroding part of that is part and parcel of what kind of government you're going to have and what kind of life you're going to have in that government, right?
Absolutely. And listen, we are very reasonable as it relates to taxing. Now, certain places in this country we can't compare to. Because when you dial 911 here, whether it is a medical emergency, a fire, or you need the police, someone's going to show up within a couple of minutes. And that costs money. When you send your kid to school, and we have 176 of them, and you want your kid to be sitting in a great environment with air conditioning and everything else, and very qualified teachers, all of that costs money. So we can't compare with certain places. But what we can do is provide a quality of life that is second to none here in Baltimore County for the taxes that you pay. I can't say it enough that we have to improve our economy. Now, talking about some of these things, right? I used to think in real estate it was all about location, 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 which it is. But when I talk to some of the business leaders, they tell me timing is more important. Timing. If I can go to your jurisdiction and I want to build this building at this great location and it's going to take me 3 years to build it, that's great. If I go to this jurisdiction and it's going to take me 10 years to build it, that's 7 additional years in my mind that they're not paying full taxes, but that's years that they're carrying property longer. So it's important that we as a government be responsive and make sure that we are hitting on all cylinders.
Well, I mean, I'll give you an example. My buddy, the Costas family, you know them well. They moved right to Maryland. And I hit Pete a couple weeks ago. And this is not a knock on the county or anything. He said, I'm waiting for my permits to come through. Now, hold on. I'm 35 years into owning this business, 27 years into having a radio station. And I cannot begin to tell you how many businesses, especially in the city, where I'm opening a business, I'm open. I got to wait for my permits. I'm waiting on the county. I'm waiting on the city. I'm waiting on the county. I'm waiting on the city.
My goal is that they never have
doesn't
to wait for us.
Doesn't matter what county it is. Doesn't matter what city it is. Doesn't even matter. We're always in Maryland, right? But I'm waiting on something. And I think to myself, you're a businessman. What do you mean waiting on? It's like me waiting on 911, 911 if I call for an emergency. Or if I'm waiting on electricity and I don't have it, my ice cream's melting in the fridge. What do you mean I'm waiting on it? I got to this isn't the cable guy here. You know what I mean?
I
need this now, you know? And I think there is a point for me that, you know, the patience wears thin for some people in that way.
Well, listen, it's important that we have certain safeguards to make sure people are doing things right, making sure the buildings that they're building is being built correctly and all of that. I get all of that, but I'm here to tell you we can do it a lot faster. And when people wait on us, we lose money. When people are waiting, if I gave you that example between 3 years and 10 years, that seven-year period of time that people are waiting, those are taxes that we're not collecting.
That's a deal you're not getting, Julian.
That's a deal that we're not
getting. Because somebody else is going to give them that deal.
Exactly. That's
somebody else is going to give it to them 2.5 years instead of 3.
That's right.
Right.
That's why we need them businesses here. We need to produce more jobs, and opportunities and more revenue to run our county so that we can provide the services to the citizens that they deserve and need.
Councilman Julian Jones here. We're in the fourth. They're playing music. We're at the pool. Oh, we're at the Y. We got people in here.
I'm ready to dance.
What are we doing, aerobics? What are we doing out here?
I'm hearing, that's what they're doing.
You know, I'm hearing. I have nothing but disco music since the minute I walked in here. So I'm right at home. I feel like I'm at Skateland 1978. Last thing for you before I let you go, because we're going to bring Jerry in from Clean Cuisine and have a crab cake here, because it is a Maryland Crab Cake Tour. And big appreciation, everybody. John Hoey, everybody at the Y has been great. Barry Williams was here a little earlier. Well, two things, because I'm going to ask you about the county executive situation. What excites you about Baltimore County? Give me some things you've seen in these 11 years that you're like, that was a good thing. This is a great thing. These are things where you've been a part of as well in moving the county forward.
Well, listen, what excites me about Baltimore County is the people here in Baltimore County. Having been here for 11 years, I've, of course, traveled from every inch of this county, meeting great people who, at the end of the day, they want what's best for their family. They want to grow their, you know what I mean? They want their kids to do well in school. They want the kids to grow up and have a wonderful opportunities like they did or better than them. So those are the things that excite me. But when I look back at my 11 years, I was very proud to be one of the ones to start the College Promise Program. That provides free college tuition to graduates from Baltimore County to our community college, where they have 120-some degree and certificate programs that provide opportunities for people.
I have an AA, Baltimore County.
There we go.
Dundalk Community College.
Provide opportunities to people.
Associate of Arts
degree
over
want.
There.
But when I think about Baltimore County, we have tremendous medical facilities. We have tremendous educational facilities in terms of not just a top-notch, number one community college, but we have wonderful universities here, whether it be Towson, Stevenson, UMBC, Goucher, you name it. We have wonderful opportunities right here in Baltimore County. And we have everything that's necessary to have the very best county in this country. I do believe that. What it's just going to take is some direction, and not that the people behind me haven't done a wonderful job, but I want to take it to the next level. I want to take it to a better level.
Now, look, you know I'm from Dundalk, so I know Todd Crandall.
Yes.
He and I, we wrestled for his dad. I've known Todd for 40 years, right? So his dad. I know most of you. I don't know Mike Ertel well. I know you. Izzy's doing the show in 2 weeks up at Reader's Crab House. So I know. I'm not being flippant, and don't think I'm being a jerk, because you're the first one I've had on, all right? How did Kathy Klossmeyer become county executive? I want you to schoolhouse rock me. Because Don Moeller became county executive, my high school guidance counselor and former co-host here. So educate, let's say, my wife, who was a county resident, who did not understand the process. I barely understand the process. Okay. I know we lost Kevin tragically in that moment. Something had to be done. The Johnny O thing, we sort of knew he was going to be congressman for – I mean, that woman had no chance of winning. He was running against for months and months and months. And it felt like – I don't know. As a citizen, I felt like I didn't understand the process. I didn't know what you guys were doing. A lot of bad taste. I had Barry Williams here earlier. There were people excited, unexcited. I've met Kathy. I don't really know her well, although I've seen the auto thing on Perry Hall for a million years. Tell me the law and how it works and how the structure of all of it happened, because I really don't understand it.
Okay. So when the county was built, let me back up. When the county government had his first charter, they made their constitution when we became charter government. And at that time, the founding fathers, because it was men.
Is it in the 50s?
Yes, 56.
Okay. Go ahead.
They decided that in the event that a county executive could not fulfill their term.
As voted on. Right.
That the county council would select a successor.
Probably only two or three districts then, right? Probably, but very small. Probably wasn't as many districts,
Was it? I think it may have been like five districts.
Five, okay. Well, seven now.
No. I think it was seven.
They
had some. They had some at-large people.
Okay, fair enough. Okay.
So anyway, what they did, and it's interesting what a lot of people know. We have a charter, but I'm going to give you a little extra that you may not have known. We have a book, an accompanying book that goes with the charter, that says, oh, by the way, when we did this, this is what we were thinking. When we wrote this section about the county executive being appointed by the county council. We thought about a special election, and we thought, oh, it's too long, too expensive. We thought about some other things, and we decided that the elected representatives are closest to the people. They represent the people, and this would be the best way to do it. So they decided that the county council would appoint a successor. Period. Hard stop. Now, like you said, the tragic death of Kevin Kamenetz, we moved relatively fast, and we got somebody.
And you were on that committee.
I was on that committee.
Right.
And now, with Johnny O, we saw it coming. But remember, it's in the charter. So in order to change the charter, only the citizens can change the charter. We can't change it. We can make a recommendation, and then the citizens have to vote on it.
I keep saying to myself, who voted on this system?
Well, this system was done in the beginning, early on. Now, there are some pros and cons, and I can give you other examples of what other jurisdictions.
Did you like being charged with being a part of it? You did like it.
Yes, I do.
You think it's a responsible
charter? I think it's a responsible charter.
Okay, fair enough. Okay.
Now, could it have been, you know.
I don't have an opinion on it because I don't understand enough about it. But go ahead.
There's other ways that I see other people doing it, and it's something to consider. But this is the way it is.
I like voting on things, and I feel that way as a Democrat that, you know, whether it was Hillary Clinton and whether it was, you know, I mean. I like voting, you know,
yes.
not appointments, you know what I mean? Where the party gets together and says, we're going to put Hillary Clinton up and not give any support to Bernie. 10 year, you know, or
no,
as an example, just as an example, I didn't like that the seven of you had to get in a room and fight it out and it became something controversial. There's no controversy when you vote, right? And that just seems to me to be more, American, but just more cut and dry, less controversial.
Well, listen, you have a very good point.
Fair enough.
It is a point, and I'm not going to say I totally disagree with you.
But you didn't make the rules.
I didn't make the rules, right?
Right.
And at the end of the day, you know, we were looking for somebody. I personally wanted to appoint the best person for the job. Some of my colleagues were more concerned about whether a person would run for county executive or not. That was never, ever my consideration. I just wanted the best person. I think the citizens of Baltimore Baltimore County deserved the very best person to do that job. At the end of the day, the elections will take care of itself. And that was not, you know, some people were open about wanting somebody who would not run. So Senator Klassmeyer at the time promised she would not run. She had tremendous experience at the state level. She's been in politics longer than anyone else who applied for the job. So she had a lot of experience, and she was basically voted on unanimously by all the council members. So there was a process to get there, but at the end of the day, she received all the votes. So you can't take that away from her.
It is temporary. It's like Tony Mancolino is manager. It's an interim.
Right, yeah, right. So that's the process. Now, you can get into all the politics of it. You can get into all of that, but that what I guess describe is real simple. Now, other places have other jurisdictions.
We're asking for a caretaker at that point, someone to take care of the county.
That's
right. And that's what Kathy Klassmeyer is doing right now.
Right.
Okay.
That's right. You know, I don't think, and I have a great relationship with County Executive Klassmeyer, and I work hard to make sure that we are not sitting around as a caretaker. You're the county executive. You're the county executive.
Governor.
Let's get this show moving because we have serious problems and the people are counting on us. And when you're not moving forward and while you're sitting around, others are. And others are stealing your lunch. So we have to move forward. And I'm here to tell you that I don't have an issue working with Senator Klassmeyer or Kathy Klassmeyer, the county executive. I think she's doing a good job, and we are moving the county forward.
All right, well, we're going to have an election. Julian Jones is here. He is a councilman. There's some rumors he's going to run for Baltimore County Executive. He's here at the pool, at the Y. We're in his district, and all good things here happening in Randallstown. I want to thank John Hoey for coming out. I'm going to have a crab cake from Clean Cuisine coming by here momentarily. People know how to reach you. I know how to reach you. Anything exciting, any openings?
Yeah.
I saw you at a Curio Wellness open a couple weeks ago. I saw you out in Vegas. I mean, there's new businesses open and exciting things like this Juneteenth going on right now. What are you excited about? What's happening?
Well, listen.
In Dundalk, I'll tell you, we got Heritage Fair coming up in 2 weeks. That gets me excited. There you go.
Wonderful. Listen, I am very, very bullish here on the west side of the county as well as Baltimore County. Listen, When I first took office, the Owings Mills was a dead mall. And I'm very proud when I look at it now. It's an example of what you can do when you're working with people that are willing to invest in your
county. I saw you the night they opened the Marriott out there. I was at that event with you.
That's right.
Yeah, I saw you.
Absolutely.
That
and that is a, listen.
You
I'm
were really
so proud
of that. That
I am
you
so were, proud of that
yeah,
Marriott.
I know you were.
You know, when NFL teams come here, they have enough money to stay anywhere they want. They stay here in Owings Mills.
Right.
I'm talking about visiting NFL teams.
Sure.
When they come here, they stay at that Marriott. That just goes to show you what we're offering here in Baltimore County. And I'm very proud that they come and so many other conventions and whatnot are held right there in Owings Mills. It makes me proud because they bring money, they spend money, they feed our economy, they feed businesses, and we're able to take that funds and provide service to the citizens.
Well, I got an Owings Mills business coming by with a crab cake today. Clean Cuisine is here. My old pal Jerry, I'm going to bust his chops about his award-winning squash lasagna, which is delicious.
And
I'm
Thanks to you.
It's my 27th anniversary. So for the 25th, we did crab cakes. 26th, we did oysters. And this year, I've decided I'm going to do my 27 favorite things to eat because it gives me a chance to go county, city, uptown, downtown, Ocean City, back and forth. And really, and this is from my heart, these are my 27 things that if I had 27 days with you, we're going to take you around and show you my Baltimore in August, you're going to eat well. So I promise you go over to Clean Cuisine and you get that squash. It's pretty good, man.
All
I'm
right.
not going to say it's among the 27, but it is award-winning. Well, Councilman Julian Jones here. Thanks for coming
before
out.
Before you kick me out, first of all, congratulations on your 27 years.
Well, I appreciate that.
And thank you. Thank you, thank you for the service you provide to the citizens here in Baltimore
County.
What
do I do?
Well, listen, you share information, you give opportunities, you give people a platform to get their voices heard, give people a chance to hear from me, hear from other people, hear about the why, hear about the great crab cakes, you
name
it.
I'm going to have the people running against you on, too. Is that all right?
Hey, that's absolutely right.
That's
I believe in democracy.
That's civics, baby.
I want the people to have a choice. And, you know, at the end of the
day,
it's up. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because this is the greatest country in the world. And we value our democracy. That's why I was out there protesting, because I do value our democracy. We don't want any kings. We don't need any kings. So I was out there making my voice heard. But at the end of the day, you provide a tremendous service to our community, and I appreciate you very much.
Well, it's nice of you to say that. Councilman Julian Jones here. At least you just eloquently, quite frankly, spoke in a way that I would want people to understand what I really do.
Absolutely.
It sounds like you, hey, you ain't talking about baseball all day. No, just this morning I talked about
Absolutely.
The last place or you know what I like talking about? The $600 million that they're getting that the Y is not getting. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so
yeah.
that's what
oh,
I'm
yeah.
talking about. And the schools aren't getting and all that. So I try to keep that square as well. Making sure we're putting the community together, keeping it together. And I've been waiting a couple of months now to ask the questions about Kathy Klausmeyer. Hoping to have her on the program as well as we get the crab cake tour out. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery, our friends at Curia Wellness, now in Pikesville as well as our friends at Liberty Pure Solutions. They do it everywhere here, making sure the well water's taken care of, make sure that I stay spry and fresh, just like our friends here at the Y. I'm back for more. They're
all
in the
right.
pool. They're bouncing.
In the pool,
they're dancing.
Doing water aerobics. They're
I should have brought my swimsuit, man.
They're doing water aerobics.
You brought a suit. I brought a summer suit. I need a swimsuit. We're at the Y. Stay with us. We're Baltimore Positive. We're out here trying to have a little bit of fun.